Now to an interesting court decision pertaining to sacramental wine. The Supreme Administrative Court ruled on Tuesday that only the Roman Catholic Church is authorised to decide which wine can be labelled sacramental. The ruling came after a wine-producing company filed a lawsuit against the Catholic Church. Jan Richter has the story.
The Roman Catholic Church has been facing a lawsuit over who is to decide whether particular wine can be considered sacramental or not. The Archbishop Cellars, a wine-producing company based in Kroměříž, Central Moravia, contested the Czech Bishops' Conference refusal to recognize their wine as sacramental after their church stopped buying the company's stock in 2006. The dispute went as far as the Czech Supreme Administrative Court, which ruled on Tuesday that only the Catholic Church itself has the right to decide which wine fulfills the conditions of the canonical law and can therefore be used in the Eucharist. Pavel Molek is an assistant judge of the Supreme Administrative Court.
According to the Czech Act on Viticulture, if a wine grower wants to use the label sacramental wine, he has to ask the church for permission. The core of the argument was whether Czech Bishops' Conference, which acts here in the name of the Roman Catholic Church, is giving this permission as an organ of the church, in the scope of the autonomy of the Church, which is a basic right of the Church according to the Czech Charter of Basic Rights and Freedoms, or, on the other hand, whether it acts as a public authority deciding about rights and duties of others.
The Supreme Administrative Court ruled that the Church does not act as a public authority in this matter, and therefore its decision regarding the nature of the wine in question cannot be contested before court. The Archbishop Sellers claimed that the refusal of the Catholic Church to allow them to label their wine as sacramental hurt their business interests, as the wine labeled as sacramental, besides being used at the Holy Mass, also attracts common consumers for its superior qualities. But Pavel Molek says the Church has no legal obligation to recognize wine as sacramental, even if it does in fact fulfill all the criteria required by the Church.
The fact that the Church used this wine is actually a part of the very definition of a sacramental wine, and the label sacramental wine is in fact some information that this concrete wine is good enough even for this church, and the church freely decided to use it during a holy mass. And of course it may be a signal for the other customers too about the quality of the wine. But the upside down argumentation of the complainant is that he, as a wine producer, has a legal right that the church has to issue such a permission in the case of every wine which has objectively fulfilled the criteria which are prescribed in the Codex of Canonical Law.
Sacramental wine is used by the Roman Catholic Church during the Holy Mass in the Eucharist, the transubstantiation of wine into the blood of Jesus Christ to commemorate the Last Supper. Sacramental wine must be produced from vine grapes and it must be fermented naturally without any chemical additives.
Jan Richter there. Now, they say you shouldn't mix wine and beer, but here goes. It's something of a tradition among fans of the Czech beer Plzeňský Prazdroj, or Pilsner Urquell, to debate which pubs have the best Pilsner on tap. Now the debate may see a little closure. On Monday, the famous brewer launched a flashy new guidebook ranking the best Pilsner-serving establishments. Interestingly, the book is based on rankings not by professional critics, but regular pubgoers. Jan Wellinger reports.